Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That's what's happened here. It's just absolute mismanagement. I am so embarrassed to see Karen Bass do that to a reporter. Just absolutely go quiet like she's in second grade. She should resign immediately.
Wow. Well, when Superman calls for your resignation, it's time to go. Where was he? That was Dean Cain, the actor on Fox this morning. I'm just kidding. I mean, obviously, he used to live there. He moved away from California, but they had him on to talk about what he used to put up with when he lived out there. And, you know, he says that Karen Bass should resign immediately, if not sooner, because of what's gone on with these fires. And I think a lot of people are probably going to be feeling the same way before this is.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Is all over with. All right, looks like we got our friend Tom Ackerman.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Morning, buddy. You're doing well. In Nashville, called the Belmont Southern Illinois game last night, which was an absolute barn burner. It was awesome. Fun game. And 90-86, a victory pulled away by the Belmont Bruins.
Oh, boy.
And meanwhile, in St. Louis, an unbelievable performance by St. Louis University. The Billikens beat St. Bonaventure and are now 3-0 and leading the Atlantic 10 Conference all by themselves.
Yeah.
SLU has quite the squad. Really, really good team.
Well, it's good. When we talked a little bit about that the other day, it seems like that there's so much good talent out there and much of it right here. I mean, Mizzou won this week, and they're in that tough SEC where every week there's an upset because, what, 8 of the top 25 are from the SEC, I think? I mean, it's incredible.
6 of the top 10.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, the SEC is loaded with talent. I mean, just loaded and easily the best conference in college basketball. Tennessee gets beaten by Florida, gets drilled by Florida on Tuesday night. So that ends the last unbeaten, which of course makes us Indiana fans quietly very happy. We pop champagne on that one. The last undefeated team is the 1976 Hoosiers, so that's always fun. No one's ever going to go undefeated again. I mean, the last team to come close was Kentucky. That was in 2015. I was there in Indianapolis when they went to the Final Four undefeated and lost to Wisconsin. And, you know, that was, of course, in Indianapolis. So Indiana fans quietly pumped their fists because that means no more
undefeated. Not too quietly. Not too quietly, as I remember.
But, you know, it was a great night the other night. So you had Tennessee getting hammered by Florida. So that shows, again, the SEC flexing. You had Georgia winning. They beat, you know, Kentucky. You had just all kinds of stuff going on. You know,
we got homered, Tom. We got homered. I watched that game with Carl Middleman. He can be you witnessed it, Carl. You're my witness. Lots of bad calls. Lots of flops.
On both sides.
Lots of flops. We got homered.
They were. It was like a soccer game.
But the point being, it's tough to play on the road in the SEC.
We didn't say the SEC officials are the best at basketball. We said the conference was. But, you know, going back to SLU, though, like, you know, the Billikens, people might say, well, they wouldn't be able to handle an SEC team. You know, if you watched Indiana State last year, the way that team was playing at its peak, I talked about it every single week. I said, this team has to be in the NCAA tournament. You got to put them in. And then they end up losing the championship of Arch Madness in the Valley, so they don't get the automatic bid. They have to sit there for an extra week while all the other conference tournaments went on to see if they would get an at-large, and they didn't. They didn't put Indiana State in, which was a real shame. And, you know, look, there were a lot of upsets, so teams kind of bounced Indiana State out in the end.
Right.
But the shame was that people were, you know, stripped of an opportunity to see Josh Schertz's team play. They play a fun style of basketball, and they have one of the faces of college basketball in Robbie Avila. He is a fun player to watch because, you know, he walks out on the court, this big dude. He doesn't look like a guy who would be running in Division I college basketball, maybe playing at your local YMCA. But he goes out there and he plays an unbelievable style of ball. I mean, he has a great vision for the game, a great passer, great shooter. He's strong. He blocked three shots last night. He's a good defender, and he's a fun player to watch. And last night, you know, he's doing all of those things, and the rest of the team is playing well around him, this offense that all five players touch the ball on a possession. They only shoot threes or take shots at the basket as layups. They don't do these little mid-range shots. I mean, it is fun. And they cut to the basket. They play great defense. So SLU won a big game last night against St. Bonaventure, and their fans should be pumped about it.
Yeah.
They're 3-0, and I think they could make a little run here.
Hey, Tom, I know a lot of college football fans will be watching the Orange Bowl tonight. Who do you have winning, Penn State or Notre Dame?
I've got the Irish winning that. I think it's going to be a great game, Kim. Penn State is obviously talented, and they have a great, you know, just overall body of work. They are a big physical team, you know, just like the Big Ten likes to crank out these big, strong, running-style teams. But they can throw it, too, but they're defensively very good. I just think that Notre Dame is playing at such a high level right now, and their quarterback can make plays and escape for first downs. Like, he does it over and over and over again, and their defense has the ability to get into your backfield very quickly. They crash, you know, and find gaps in the offensive line, and they get to the quarterback, they get to the running back, tackles for loss, they cover the perimeter very well, the edge. It's just a really strong Notre Dame team. I mean, they beat Georgia soundly, and I like them to win today in the Orange Bowl. I think it'll be fun. And then the game tomorrow night, I mean, they'll have the stage all to themselves. There's nothing going on Friday night, usually, in television or sports. So Ohio State and Texas going at it in the Cotton Bowl will be pretty great. And I think Ohio State handles them. And it'll be an Ohio State-Notre Dame national championship.
Won't that be something? That see. You know, I'm excited about we're slaves to our schedule. I'm assuming you're back in town tomorrow, Tom?
Yeah, I'm about to get on a plane here in Nashville. I usually would just drive this, but the league is flying me. I mean, what luxury!
Nice, no kidding.
Yeah, I'll be back in town this morning, and then I'll be watching the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, and this weekend you got all the NFL action too. I mean, it's a great football weekend, no doubt about it.
Well, the good thing for our schedule is that this game tonight starts at 6:30 Central Time on ESPN. So those of us who normally go to bed at 9, 8:30 or 9 o'clock can see most of the game. If it's really close, you can stay up and watch the end of it. But I mean, who knows? I love the fact that the game is starting a little bit earlier than normal.
Well, what's even better is I don't have to work tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
That is nice.
Yes, sir.
I'm off on Fridays, So I get to stay up and watch that. That'll be fun. But, you know, I've got a basketball game to prepare for. My eighth grade girls, our opener is Saturday night.
Nice. Lots of pressure.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. We've had such a good run the last couple of years. We got to keep it going. You can't let off the gas now.
That is Bobby Knight Ackerman joining us here this morning. Don't throw any chairs, my friend. Hey, have fun. Good luck with that. Have a safe flight.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll echo your thoughts at the very start of this segment that it is just devastating what's happening in Los Angeles. I cannot believe it. I watch the videos. I get text messages from people who are out there. It is just absolutely devastating.
Yeah, when you look at some of the pictures and how fast that thing was moving, it just defies belief. It's like nothing we've ever seen around here.
Well, and people having to abandon their cars.
Yeah, to run.
I heard on Sunset Boulevard, they had to run. And then these fire trucks, the city was having to use bulldozers to try to get the cars out of the road that had just been abandoned
so they could get through. Did you see Steve Guttenberg, the actor? He was one of the people out there moving cars, and he was sending messages out on social media saying, if you're going to abandon your car, leave your keys in the car so we can get the cars out of the way.
Yeah, what a shame. All right. Safe travels, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Talk to you later. Tom Ackerman there in Nashville this morning, and he'll be back on the air Monday, I would imagine. But he's
Sunday. Sports on a Sunday.
Sports on a Sunday morning. That's right. Absolutely. Yep. All right. Good stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.